Profits may be surging at China's companies, but not so at this country's biggest bank. Citigroup is in trouble. Officials say it will take the bank until next year to clean up its problems. Yesterday, Citigroup's stock fell to its lowest level in 4 years after announcing it will suffer up to $11 billion of additional losses in the fourth quarter. As we reported yesterday, Citigroup CEO Charles Prince is stepping down, and Robert Rubin, who was Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, will take the reins as chairman. We called David Wessel, economics editor at The Wall Street Journal, to help us figure out if he's up to it. He covered Robert Rubin's tenure in Washington.
Mr. Rubin is a very calm, sober, smart guy who had an extraordinary talent in Washington. When every other politician and cabinet secretary in Washington was raising his hand for Bill Clinton's attention, Bob Rubin sat there with his hand in his lap and got noticed as a result of that. He is a very strong ego guy who is constantly described as self-effacing. It's an amazing talent.
We're seeing reports in your paper, The Wall Street Journal and others, that say Robert Rubin was reluctant to take this job as chairman of Citigroup. Big job, difficult times, but any other reason?
Well, I think Mr. Rubin, after he left Treasury, he had been chairman of Goldman Sachs, the big investment bank, didn't want to run a big company. And he made that clear. In his memoir, he said he was looking for a job when he left Treasury to be a consigliere to somebody. And that was the function he performed at Citigroup. He was hoping to avoid getting stuck with the job of actually running or overseeing the running of the company. And I think the pressure was too much for him to turn it down this time.
Well, since you brought it up, he has been an advisor at Citigroup for the last 8 years. And he earned a total of $150 million in stock and cash and some nice benefits for doing what you might call part-time work, certainly advising work rather than getting in the trenches.
Citigroup is a $2 trillion bank, and Mr. Rubin lent the CEO his substantial credibility at a time when the bank went through some tough times, both internally and externally. He was there when there was a fight between John Reed, the old CEO, and Sandy Weill, who became the CEO, and he helped tilt the field towards Sandy Weill. And then when Sandy Weill left and his protege, Chuck Prince, was installed, Mr. Prince was seen as not quite up to the job, not experienced enough, but having Mr. Rubin standing beside him made it possible. And in fact, I think what Mr. Rubin may have done was make it possible for Mr. Prince to be essentially fired or pushed out the door, because the investors knew that Bob Rubin was there to hold the place together until they get a new CEO.
You know, as the Treasury under President Clinton, he seemed like an incredibly smart man, and somehow it seemed surprising that he would go straight to Wall Street and just rake in the many millions. Was it surprising?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there were a lot of admirers of Mr. Rubin in Washington who were surprised that given his wealth, he didn't go from Treasury to run a foundation or be president of a university. But close friends of him were not surprised. And I think there were two reasons. One is he loves the game of Wall Street. That's where he came from. And secondly, Mr. Rubin is one of those guys, though, even though seen as something of a liberal in Washington, is part of a set of people who measure their success by how much money they make. And I think he left a lot of money on the table when he left Goldman Sachs, and he was eager to go back and show that he could still command big sums on Wall Street.
Well, just briefly, from your time spent with Rubin, what's your assessment? Is he up to the job?
Well, the job at Citigroup is actually, I think, pretty suited to Mr. Rubin's talents. He manages well in a crisis. He's good at getting people to pull together. He's not going to run Citigroup for a long time. His job is to hold the place together until they find a new CEO. And he has an extraordinarily good way with people and with the press that I think will serve him well at a time when the institution is embattled.
David, thank you.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor at The Wall Street Journal.